wondering, how much does it affect you guys when you go, you know, week to week? One team has such a distinct passing personality, and then the next one has such a distinct running personality.
Well, that's the NFL, man. You're going to play everyone different.
Yeah.
And every team, we're going to go in with a different game plan for 16 teams and beyond, different type style of the players. Last week, we had one of the great quarterbacks and Peyton, and right now this week we have one of the better running back, if not the best running back in the game this week. So you can see how that varies from week to week.
Yeah.
You guys mostly contained Maurice Jones-Drew week one. Is there anything you can carry from that to apply to Chris Jones?
Absolutely not. Two different styles of running, two different styles of offensive line, two different offenses. Actually, Chris is a definite speedster. I mean, you give this guy a crease and he can turn to a track meet in a heartbeat. So that's our focus this week. And the guy has some power when he runs. So definitely what we did in week one, or whatever that was, that's week one. This is week four now.
Is he the best that you've seen on film the last couple of years?
Man, I don't want to disrespect anyone because there's a lot of great running backs in this league, man. But when you look on film, there's some special things going on. And trust me, everybody, eyebrows raised when you see this guy break 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. It's a track meet, and the guy can go.
How about Vince Young, the way he can run, he can take off? What kind of discipline do you guys have as linebackers in dealing with him?
I just know the situation. Situational football and how far it is for a first down, what down it is, and his tendency when he likes to run. Obviously, that's going to take a lot of film study, and the flow of the game will probably dictate that. If we get out and we're putting him in pressure situation, then maybe we'll see more of him with his legs. But, you know, if the game is the other way, then maybe they'll relax and he can, you know, open up the playbook and he'll throw some. So I'll take the first one, man. I'd rather, you know, be up and putting pressure on him and hoping to have a chance to stop him and make him use his legs.
Mario, last week you guys talked about how you enjoy playing the Colts because it's a challenge and you enjoy the challenge. Does that go for individuals as well, the challenge of facing a Chris Johnson type player?
I enjoy the challenges of the NFL, period. Every week, these guys, you're going to have different styles, quarterback, O-line. He's going to have different styles of everything. But when you talk about a guy like Chris who put up 2,000 yards last year, I mean, it's definitely a great challenge. And we talk about Chris a lot right now, but there are some other guys on the team that can help. But obviously, Chris is the big factor right now.
Is that, did you stop him first, take care of that, and then let Vince beat you? Or is that, it's kind of the way it goes. Isn't you stop the running game first?
Well, I think if we can stop the running game, we give ourselves a chance to win. I don't know about completely shutting down the tight end, but we give ourselves that we take a dimension away from them if we can, and it's a lot easier said than done.